This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, taking it one game at a time, but we were knocking on the door a couple times this year, and it was good. I thought it was just a good all-round effort tonight.
What did you think about your forwards, the way that they really helped you hold on for that win with back out, and you only down to 10 guys up front?
Well, I mean, it's usually what happens when you dress 11 forwards, you lose somebody. So, you know, we did a little mixing and matching, and, you know, I just thought, like I said, it was just a solid effort. I thought we got the lead, we played the game the right way. We left some big plays out there in the second period on odd-numbered rushes. A little bit of finish. But third period, I thought we made a lot of good decisions. A tough break on the going off the toe cap. But I thought, you know, we didn't get rattled. We put together, you know, a strong last minutes there.
Did you decide yesterday as a group that Dennis was going to go? Or how did that go down?
Dennis started tonight because when I looked at their lineup sheet that came in, they started their toughest line. And you know, I didn't know what they had in mind. I mean, maybe they watched the film and said, well, let's go after him right off the bat, or Olivier is going to run somebody, and he's a tough character. So just put a lineup out there. That had nothing to do with yesterday. That just had to do with what they started.
What did the fight do for the team, though?
Fight was, I mean, I'd rather have a fight that means something. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, I mean, It was great on Gibby. I don't know if they had something in mind, you know, their squad. I have no idea. By the way, I wasn't going to take a chance.
Andy, when did you find out about Lucan, and was it during
this morning? Morning skate.
He hurt himself in the morning.
He left there just a little bit early. I don't know if you guys don't expect anything too long, like really day to day. I'm hopeful.
It'd be nice to have a guy like Reimer who's seen everything. You know, he's not going to get rattled no matter what you throw at him.
Yeah. You know, he's played good hockey for us. Good win. You know, I thought he gave us some really good saves tonight. I thought, you know, the 1-2-1 save early on was a key save at a key time. So, a veteran guy that I thought their dump-ins, he did a great job handling the puck. You know, we exited the zone fairly quickly, which was a big deal.
How about the shot pass with Dennis? Used to create the goal for Tuck. I mean,
yeah, you guys wanted to talk about him being out at the beginning, but we were going to get around to his offense now. Great play. I mean, really. Well, we talked a little bit about, you know, making sure we're getting shots through and getting people in position. And you look at that goal, you know, him finding our guy in the middle of the ice. The low to high where Dahls gets the shot through, and there's all kinds of traffic there on that one there. But, you know, I thought he played well. He gave us a little bit of offense. It was a great night for him.
Did you have any thought Sunday of putting him out there in the third? I mean, do you regret that, the way things went down?
I'm not going to discuss what I thought.
Did you think that the...
I did have a master plan, though.
When he maybe talked else? He had two very key block shots for you down the stretch, too, didn't he? But when you put him out there, Dennis?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I think, again, the desperation, the shot lanes, we did a lot of good things. We did a lot of good things in the game. I mean, they were shorthanded with players. We were a little bit more shorthanded, I felt, with, again, losing another player. It was a game that, you know, with a two-goal lead, if you just play smart hockey, which we've had a little bit of problems with managing the puck, and I thought we played smart, which was really important.
You've gotten away from the panic at end of games. We saw it again today. I mean, how important in your mind is that for these guys to kind of snap that?
Yeah, I think we've gone by the hardship we had. Our aggression is good. A little bit of bad luck. I mean, JJ had an empty net that you want your top guy to hit. Was the right play. Great execution on the face-off to Zucks. And Zucks just said, I can't believe my backhand got that far, because at that time we'd probably kill the rest of the clock if it just trickles down there.
Because
he back. Yeah, I'll just tell you, he had back spasms and couldn't move.
You talked a lot about what Dennis means to the guys in the room. How much do you think a night like tonight kind of adds to that?
Let's go back to the Ottawa game in our building. Let's go back to the Ottawa game in their building. Means a lot. And, you know, for a guy that may not play every night, when he does play, it does mean a lot. Earlier in the year, the combination of him with Greenway, you know, it gave us a pretty physical element on the back end and the guy up on the front end. And you look at Ottawa's guy early in the first period in the game here at home. You look at Tkachuk in Ottawa. You got to give Danny a lot of credit, because he kind of quieted things down in both games.
What did you think about Tuck's performance tonight? He really led with his play.
I thought one of his best games. On the puck, skated, competed hard. I thought he gave us a great effort. Kind of double shifted him here and there. I think McLeod played 8 minutes in the first period. He played, I think Tucky was up around 14 after two periods. I didn't look at the final, but I thought it was a game that you noticed him almost every shift, whether it was defensively, offensively, real solid game.